You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I kind of resigned myself to the fact that the house always wins, and it's just the reality that I live with, right? And that's okay. Like, it's supposed to be an entertainment thing. And if I spent a couple dollars while gambling during a game, if I got that couple dollars of enjoyment, not really the end of the world. Am I in a hurry to go back to gambling? No, not in the slightest bit, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
What I didn't get to tell you, because we ran out of time, I've come up with a new thing that I want in life, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to store away a little bit of money here and there, and I'd like to at like 70 years old, okay? I have no idea what my win-loss percentage is in life as far as gambling. I couldn't even begin to tell you if I'm up or down. I'm going to guess down, though. I've been a lot of table games. I told you about my system in craps. He's got a system, folks. And so it's enough to know that I'm probably down in lifetime gambling, okay? But I want, when I'm like 70 or 75, I want to take, and again, if I'm not in the position financially to do this, then fine, we won't do it. But I'd love to take like $10,000 or $15,000, bet it on what turns out to essentially be red or black on the roulette wheel, okay? So it's basically a 50-50 toss-up whether or not I win that thing or lose that thing, and have that decide whether or not I am a career winner or loser in the gambling world. Because if I bet 15 grand and I win, then I'll be able to retire forever from gambling, and I'll be able to always say career winner as far as gambling was concerned.
Well, and you can like tell it's a great story, like that you just did this. You had this large sum of money one time. You went and put it on the table.
I don't even need it for the story. I don't. At 70 years old, 75 years old. I'm 36 right now. I barely need anything for a story at this point in life, okay? I can't imagine 35 years from now.
The only stories you want are Shador Sanders' Super Bowls.
Honestly, and that's his story. That's not even my story. That's his story, okay? I don't need any more stories. I'm good on that. I don't need to tell anybody anything. Doesn't really do anything for me, right? But it's for me. It's for my own brain, okay? I need to be able to, when I'm on my deathbed, I want to know if I was a career loser or career winner when it came to gambling all time. And so I'd love to make that one-time bet just so I can, with confidence, say that I was a career winner when it came to gambling.
That's fun. I like that idea. I hear some of these stories, or like you get every year, you get these people who you hear about like the parlay they put together that like just fell short because of like one thing in the Super Bowl or something like that. And like how much money they put on this. And I'm like, this is a different life than I will ever have. Like I would just never have disposable income enough that I can be like, I'll wake up today and I'm going to put $50,000 on this random team to win the Super Bowl. Like I'm just never going to have that ever.
Well,
like,
not with that attitude.
I just can't picture that. I realized a long time ago that I was just throwing my money away if I gambled too much. And so I dabble here, there, NFL season. I do a few things. I play some parlays during the basketball season. I do shadow a lot of people. Like I have friends who will be like, hey, play this with me. And I'll be like, all right, we'll see what happens. And sometimes I win, sometimes I lose.
Which is enjoyment.
I'm sure I'm down lifetime as well. But like I have a hard time going higher than like a, like when I'm putting money into my my whatever app it is, FanDuel, whatever, and I'm like transferring money out of my bank. I'm like, how high do I really want to go here? Like, how much money do I really want to know I won't be putting back in my bank account? It was great in the beginning when all these apps first started in Ohio. It was great because I would just I'd take advantage of all the free money. I'd play like a $5 bet. I'd win. They'd give me like
the free money. Really was pretty
nice.
They'd
give me like $100 for free, and I would just take that $100 and basically deposit into my account and be like, oh, I'll just use the money that I won off my initial $10.
The first taste is always free, Spencer.
But now it's all been downhill. So.
No, it's just fun. I just want to know at the end. I want to be able to be on my deathbed and be like, I was, because in my reality, I'm only winning that bet, by the way. Like, I have a very, very low chance in my head of actually losing that bet. But if I lost the bet, then fine. I'm a career loser. But I'd like to at least know. And I can know with certainty whether I was up 50, or down.
50 shot, you'll take it.
Why not? Yeah. Could you imagine? Like, it's like, there's so many different ways that we can measure this. And I don't know, maybe I'll end up getting into like gambling and golf or something like that. Like, I actually playing golf, kind of like when I was and this factors into it too. When I was a kid, I used to go and I bet a lot of the ponies and everything. I forgot to wager that in play, but I used to always do. I did so much gambling with bowling, like you wouldn't believe. So the bowling alone, I'm a career winner already. I have to at least account for that. But just from strictly table games, I'd love to be a career winner.
By the way, is your method just blowing on the? Are you like a blow on the dice guy? Is that the thing that you do?
My system. You want my crap system?
I'm asking if that's what it is, because everyone swears about like, you got to blow on the dice. It's the thing, and I don't know. Get somebody else to blow on the dice. I don't know.
I can give you detail on my system.
Yeah, you can tell me off the air.
Yeah, I don't want to give out my system. It's my system. I feel like I should charge money for this losing system that I have. That for a little
side
bit
gig,
was a streak.
JP a giving his bit, system.
It was a streak. He's got a system, folks. All right, Eric Dickerson. He was on. And by the way, this went viral with being on the Dan Patrick Show. It's not what it actually came from. It came from the Rogan and Rodney Show, AM 570 LA Sports. He was on there, and this is what he had to say.
And I'll tell you this much here: what I heard from someone that's in the NFL, that the NFL told other, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that, I won't say who, somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep, draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't gonna draft him either. They weren't gonna draft him. Mm-mm. They were forced into drafting him because somebody made a call to them. Said, and I say, when I say this is a NFL side source for sure.
All right. So what's interesting about this setup is that so initially I saw the video from our page and it was Ken and Anthony speaking, and I hadn't clicked into the video yet. Right. But I saw that what I thought was their take presented, and I had not clicked in the video. I saw it quickly, and then I got to work getting ready for this show. And as I got ready to work on this show, I was putting together my own takes, and my own take initially on it was, well, if the NFL did what they did with Lamar Jackson, where you watched a whole offseason of teams just say, we don't want to pay Lamar Jackson, we don't want to trade to then pay Lamar because we don't think he's good enough, when the man at that time had already won league MVP. And you watched the Ravens owner himself tell Lamar's mom, who was his agent at the time, we don't think he's good enough for guaranteed money. Here's the reasons X, Y, and Z. And everyone just kind of fell in line with that. I was like, anything could be rigged in the NFL. And I'll give Lima credit. I then got around to listening to that episode or that part of their show as I was maneuvering through my day. And that's the same thing he brought up as well. The idea that once Lamar happened, I don't know how you can be so...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quick to say, well, the NFL would never rig something, or the NFL would never conspire with something the way that we just saw the collusion play out.
Well, and that's why that collusion story was such a big deal, because it basically gave credence to the idea that, like, if they can collude on one thing here or one thing there, then they can collude on anything. If there's some overarching committee that is meeting with these owners every year at the owners' meetings and saying, hey, here's what we advise you should be doing this time of year in free agency or whatever, then why can't they then tell teams not to draft a certain player? And I think there's certainly a lot of people that lean into the idea that that's what happened with Shador. I think it was, I know Albert Breer talked about this, not with you guys, but I think on a different space where he said that I think it was kind of like the perfect storm of things, like talent-wise, teams didn't think he was worth a first round pick, and then everything else that transpired with him during the pre-draft visits and meetings and all these things is what led to him spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. He also mentioned, like, there aren't a lot of quarterbacks that get taken in the second or third round. But of course, like, when you have these collusion stories, everyone's going to be able to point and easily say, well, why couldn't this happen to Shador Sanders? Now, what I did think was interesting about his explanation, Eric Dickerson's, and where I think I'm sort of the one thing I'm confused by is, like, he said that somebody called the Browns and said, don't do it. But it was like the Browns also, it wasn't like they were, like, on the clock and they were going to take him and somebody.
I thought he was saying that the Browns side of this, they were saying to do it.
Is that what it was? Did I misunderstand?
I thought so. Mac, okay. Was that your interpretation as well?
Okay.
That was my interpretation as well. Yeah. We can replay it if you want.
I got you. No, it's okay. I think I just misunderstood. I thought he was saying that somebody called and said, don't do it. And then it was like, well, they would trade it up. It's pretty obvious what they were doing at that point. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it sounds fanciful to people, but I think the NFL sort of opened this Pandora's box with everything that maybe not even the NFL, but, like, Pablo Torre and his findings with the leak last month sort of opened this Pandora's box where, like, anything's possible.
So the hard part for myself is I was trying to figure out why Shador. That was the answer I was trying to come up with. And I think Shador is in a different bucket than really basically every other player to enter the NFL, not with the last name Manning. Yeah, he doesn't have to dance for his dollar. Shador's in a very different situation where he is independently wealthy because of the NIL and because of who his dad is. He doesn't have to worry about money or anything like that. And he also has an incredibly large amount of fame that I feel like the NFL kind of hangs over some of these players' heads. Like, you're going to fall in line. You're going to do with what we want you to do because here's your fame and here's your money. Well, guess what? He's got 3 million Instagram followers and he's never played a snap of real NFL pro regular season football yet. The man's got as much fame as anybody. He's got as much money as you could ever possibly need. He doesn't have to dance for his dollar in a way that I think other people do. And there's a part of that story that I do believe that the NFL or somebody around the NFL, whether that was agents or whether that was teams, something happened that was fishy. I just don't know what other way to put it. Like, I mean, if it's,
I just don't know how, and listen, I understand like, certain guys, like Mel Kiper's never actually worked in a front office and he loves Shador Sanders, but like Daniel Jeremiah did work in a front office. He was a scout. Like he knows these things. And I don't understand how all these people that have studied this stuff, know what scouts are looking for, know how to really analyze these players on an individual level, all said one thing about Shador, all felt that he was a day two guy at the very least. And they were so wrong
from
what the NFL decided.
And here's the easiest
the only
one,
explanation
though.
Is that those stories from the combine and all that really, used it against him.
That's the point, though. Now, you've been around Shador. You've gotten to know Shador a little bit. You interview Shador, right? And so you can tell firsthand the idea that those combine stories, after you being around Shador for as long as you have been now, they don't seem like the actions of what he would be doing. Not in the slightest bit. We would have seen him misstep in some instance in the previous 4 months if he had done anything close to what those combine meetings had suggested he'd done.
And I'm not saying he didn't come in maybe a little more brass than people wanted. I'm sure at that time, I mean, he had his dad was going out and talking about how, like, yeah, we feel good about it being one of those top three teams that's going to take him. Like, they seemed pretty confident that he was going to go top three, so maybe he didn't give some teams the time of day. But should that have tanked his stock to as far as down as he was going to be a fifth-round pick? No. Like, that, once day two ended and we all realized that Shador Sanders was still on the board, I think everyone was like, what is going on here? Like, day one, it was like, okay, he didn't go day one. But, like, to not go day two at all surprised all of us, and it wouldn't surprise me in the least if there was some sort of collusion that goes on that was going on here, especially now that we know what sort of went on with Lamar Jackson and all these other instances. I mean, even going back to the Colin Kaepernick thing, like that was in some ways like a version of collusion. Like if they'll say it's just this committee that advises them, but if you're having people get together in a meeting and say like, hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like here's how we think you should do these things. That's by the letter of the law. That's collusion. Like you're being told not to do certain things by the people that are in charge of the league. Like, I don't know how else to slice that.
I mean, I think a lot of billionaires, they like to have control over things and they like to be controllable people. And I think in this instance, I think they like to have control over Shedeur Sanders' fate in an interesting way. And ultimately, there's a lot of factors at play here. And maybe it was just the perfect storm. But you can't tell me this kid ever should have gone in the fifth round. That part never makes sense. All right, leave that there. We'll put a bow on this one with in case we missed it when we come on back. It's Spencer German, Jonathan Peterman with you guys. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.